Here we go once again. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast is on the air here on WGNRadio.com. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. He is Scott King, also from the station, as we broadcast live here on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower on the beautiful Mag Mile in a frigid Thursday. Yeah,
is it beautiful today? Is it magnificent today, Mike? Oh, 10 degrees when I came. I can only imagine what it was when you came in this morning.
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's my analysis.
God, I was telling you before the show, Christmas came early that they opened that garage, closest garage to Trib Tower, back open to the public today. I was going to the one farther away by Volare. I have to run by the Italian restaurant on my way out of here. It's a closer walk, and I needed it today.
It's one of those things today when you walk outside and you instantly get that feeling inside your nostrils like it's frozen, and your jeans even get crispy.
You can't feel your face, your whole face. And at any walk you take outside, whether you're shopping or getting gas or anything, hopping on the train or to your car, it seems like the longest walk ever. And I was that way yesterday. I was doing some shopping, and it's just the longest. You think you have a short way to go, it just keeps going.
Well, the good thing is that we're going to get 10 to 14 inches of snow this weekend. So,
and the good thing is, if anyone's listening during this kind of weather, we're warming up your ears right now.
Ooh-wee! If you don't have to go anywhere, listen to this podcast in the warmth of your home.
You can walk around all day in this.
And if you have the option of working at home for the rest of the week, even though there's only 2 days left, actually a day and a half left, take it. Or even on Monday, just take it.
That's why technology's there. To avoid going out in the cold like
this. Absolutely, because it's dangerously cold. I mean, there's been a million school closings and everything else today.
It's just terrible.
If you can avoid it, avoid it. Now, hot takes coming from hockey. Right now.
Yeah, and I want to get here today. I know you clock in early and you stay to do the podcast, but I want to get here because we're going to probably be off for Christmas. I imagine we'll probably be off for New Year's, too.
Yeah, so we're probably...
And that's fine. Yeah. We got families.
That's right.
We love our listeners. We got families. We got holiday things to do, but we'll be back after that. I don't want to miss three in a row.
We had
to come today.
We will be back after the... absolutely after the Stadium Series game.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there in St. Louis, and WGN Radio obviously will be there being the flagship of the Blackhawks, so we'll have a lot to talk about in that first week of January. But right now what we're talking about are a few things. Headlines of the week. Jonathan Toews returns, which was a big boost for Blackhawks fans and for the lineup. He plays 18 minutes, looked pretty good. In those 18 minutes, he's maybe a little rusty. But
I think pretty good is fair.
Yeah.
I think he nailed it.
I think that's...
I get to know a little bit, but yeah.
Hey, man.
Not stellar, but I mean, he missed a lot of time. He's coming back.
Speaking of stellar, though, that's what Scott Darling has been with Corey Crawford being
unreal.
Out. Well, he had an awesome game.
You can't even call him a backup anymore. Just unreal.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that here in a few minutes. Yeah. Brett Seabrook's back, so they're starting to get healthier here, and then eventually Corey will get
back.
Saw
on the way here, Crawford skated yesterday. It wasn't really known news, but somebody put it out there today. He did skate yesterday. He'll factor in again soon.
Absolutely, and then we're going to get into your King's Keys, which we do each and every week, where we look ahead to the games coming up and what the Hawks need to do to pick up a couple of points in each of those games. Let's start with Jonathan Toews returning again, 18 minutes last night. The back injury still kind of concerns you a little bit because it could be, it seemed like it was lingering. And backs, you can tweak them in 2 seconds, particularly when you're on skates for a living and you're constantly putting that torque on your back.
Yeah,
but so far so good. Didn't seem like he had too many setbacks. They're easing him back in, it seems.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, he's probably going to take him at least two or three games to get back into game shape. Because you could be in the best shape in the world off the ice and lift weights, and he could have been eating well that whole time and all that. But obviously, he wasn't lifting weights during that time. But you know what I mean. You could still stay in shape and not see sitting there eating burgers, but there's nothing like game shape.
Well, like you said, back injuries are terrible. Any little movement hurts your back when you have a bad back injury.
Mm-hmm.
18 minutes, decent transition back in. He didn't have to go to the room. He played. Yeah, I didn't think he looked great. I thought he looked pretty good, like you said. 62% on draws, which that's great, and that's something the Hawks were missing a handful of those nine games that he was out.
You have to use your back with draws?
Yeah, probably hurt, but he got it done. He didn't look great offensively, but he hadn't before either, and that's... Maybe I'll get into that in my keys, but maybe he needs to get his hands going a little bit. But it's great to see that help on faceoffs with Toews back in, and Seabrook back in too Tuesday at MSG versus the Rangers. And we saw Seabrook with a really bad turnover right in front of the net, and it resulted in a Rangers goal, which I think means he's 100% healthy. but he saw some time on a power play too. I think he got a couple shots off. Yeah, it's not. He missed a handful of games also. Or no, he didn't. What, he just missed one?
One or two, I can't.
Yeah, I was wrong there. He only missed one or two, I think. But anytime you miss time and you come back in a lineup, you got to find your footing a little bit. So those guys are back, and that's huge for the Hawks. And look, without them, and especially without Taves, that's nine games without Taves. They stayed in first place the whole time. A lot of the time they're in first place in the whole league too. So that's pretty remarkable that they were able to do that.
Yeah, and a huge part of that, and the reason why they've been able to maintain that, even without Seabrook and without Jonathan Taves being in there, was Scott Darling, who has been unbelievable as Corey Crawford continues to recover from that appendectomy. It's starting to look like, wow, the league is starting to see that this guy's not just a backup. And, oh yeah, by the way, he's going to be a UFA, unrestricted free agent, next year.
Right.
He's going to be getting some offers. Now, it's a great story. He's a Lamont kid. He loves it here, and he would love to stay here. But if people are going to offer him some kind of money that he can't turn down, an offer he can't refuse, then that could definitely be an issue. But he looked great on Tuesday.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. Made some phenomenal saves and just a great goalie matchup. I mean, Antti Raanta looked great. And then he looked great at the United Center over the weekend. I know you were there as well.
Yeah, Friday.
The Blackhawks played the Rangers on Friday, and Raanta has always done well at the United Center. Always.
He had a ridiculous record there.
When he was here and everything else. So he was unbelievable. And you got a chance actually to talk to Raanta.
I did.
And I know you'd asked him about Scott Darling and his thoughts on him and Patrick Kane. So we'll start with him talking about Scott Darling and how he thinks he's evolved as a goalie.
Share what you and Darling said to each other leaving the ice.
You know, just respect for both of guys, and you know, Scott was playing great game. It was close that he didn't ruin my night. So he was doing some unreal saves there. So you know, it's nice to see him doing well, and you know, but it was still nice to get the win.
One of the best accents ever, Antti Raanta, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it was just good to see Antti Raanta again. He's the nicest guy ever. And to see him in a position where he stole the net from Henrik Lundqvist. Four or five games in a row now? He's the starting goalie for the New York Rangers. In our last show, we talked about they're the biggest club in hockey.
Yeah.
And he's just always just such a nice guy. And, you know, Hawks didn't put his name on the cup. And he lost. He didn't get to play in the playoffs. He eventually lost that backup job to Darling in 2015. And he handled everything magnificently.
Yeah, and then he's here, and you're sitting there, and he's talking about mutual respect for him.
And it's really it was a great battle. You heard him talk about it there in that clip. That's why I want to ask him about it. And there was a moment Friday night where they were both leaving the ice. What I asked him about, where they just talked on the ice before they went in, and it was cool to see.
Class act, class act. And we also have this clip too. Asked him a little bit about Patrick Kane.
He robbed Kane early in the game. It was a Panarin to Kane one time where he actually robbed him.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an awesome save. Now, if you're a Blackhawks fan, probably not so much. But if you enjoy just pure hockey and watching spectacular goalie plays, that was one of them. So you asked him about that rob of Kane.
Stopping Kane on that one time, was that instinct or that kind of knowing his tendencies?
Well, I think Gaynor, I think he didn't got that kind of shot what he wanted to, so I think he was rolling the puck a little bit, so I think I was a little bit lucky also there, so he didn't got the perfect shot from there. I think if he would have got the perfect shot, it would be bar down and it would be 1-0, and then the game would be a little bit different, so I got a little bit lucky there.
He knows the tendencies of Kane a little bit.
Yeah,
he's not letting that. He needs to. I mean, I know he's being the very political, political answer there. But come on.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe a little bit of luck, but his placement, his positioning was perfect on that. And I've been watching him watch the last game on TV, Rangers vs. Hawks on Tuesday, and I think why he's gotten so good and why he was good before, I just think his quickness. I think you watch his legs and his pads, how he moves and how he gets into position. His positioning is very good, but I think he's just quick. He's not an overly big goalie. He's not thick. So I think he really made use of some quick positioning against Kane and was right there to stop it.
It was an awesome goalie performance, and then he performed great on Tuesday, and it was just a good old-fashioned goalie battle on Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden.
Basically.
So It was pretty impressive. And now the Blackhawks continue their East Coast swing here. They'll be playing in Brooklyn tonight. We'll have it for you here on WGN Radio, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock puck drop as they take on the Islanders. And Scott Darling will be in that again, and we will see how he does. And if he continues to improve that stock, which could be a blue-chip stock, come this offseason, because he is going to be unrestricted free agent. We know how the salary cap works in the NHL. It's a hard cap. It's hard to keep guys, and it's going to be really hard to re-sign him if he continues to put up this kind of performance each and every time he's out on the ice. I mean, he's not a backup, and they've been able to kind of hide him, essentially, and kind of, don't worry about him. That's just Scott Darling.
I think coaches, scouts, I think they saw the potential in 2015. Yeah, I think they saw it then, and they really just knew he was a Hawk.
Now. And he's still young. He's not old.
He's not.
Young.
He can be a good – and goalies, their peak seasons in their career usually, usually they are a little bit older. That's a position where you can be a little bit older and still be in your prime. But we're talking about those New York games. Look, Tuesday, 33 saves on 34 shots. And Friday, when Ronta and Rangers beat the Hawks 1-0 in OT, he stopped 36 of 37 shots on Friday. And this stretch here without Crawford, he's only allowed 2 goals or fewer in 5 straight games. And again, like we said, he's not a backup. Is he gone after this year? You look at these numbers, you looked at his contract extension that expires at the end of this year was only $587,000. $587,500.
And arguably, a lot of people have made this argument, your typical bar conversation, one of the most important positions, not only in hockey, but in all of sports, is the goalie.
Yeah, look at teams with a bad goalie.
They're just like a quarterback. They're so coveted, and it's so rare to find a find like him. He's that comeback player. It's kind of Tom Brady was a backup. Now, I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady. I'm just saying the situation.
You're right.
Drew Bledsoe goes down with an injury. Nobody even knew what Tom Brady could do. And every time Scott Darling has had a chance, I just like anybody, he has a few bumps along the road. But look what he did in the playoffs, and look at how he stepped up in Nashville. And look at what he's done every time that they've needed to go to him. 90% of the time, he puts up a great performance, if not a phenomenal performance. So it's going to be interesting to see how this offseason plays out and who could be interested and if he gets lured by the money. And I wouldn't blame him for 1 second if he wanted to go be a starter.
And people have been asking him about this, obviously, because he's had this handful of awesome games while Crawford's out, and he was great in 2015, like we said. But anytime anyone asks him about his UFA status, he says he's auditioning to be a Blackhawk right now. And Quinville said, well, that audition's going very well. So, he's a local kid. He loves playing on the Hawks. Obviously, you always have a good chance to win another cup with the Hawks. But he already won one, and he deserves to get paid.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, he's young. I think he realizes that there's times where you do need a paycheck. No matter if you're from the area, you mix well with the team. He's not a backup goalie.
And, of course, people are going to throw this scenario out there. Well, what happens if you trade Corey Crawford and then sign Scott Darling? Your thoughts on that?
Look, there's dumber questions that come up when you talk about this team or you talk about sports.
That's very true.
Because he's going to be cheaper than Crawford. And look how he plays. He plays great with the team.
And younger.
And he's younger, yeah. But I think you keep Crawford. You find a way to keep Crawford because he's top 4 goalie in the league now.
Yeah. And by far number one most underappreciated goalie.
Probably. I think the fans are more keen on what he can do now and what he has done.
Yeah, a little bit, but I
always think he's underrated. And I heard the point yesterday, it's something I was reading or listening to if Darling goes somewhere else, I think maybe Coach Lindy Ruff said, is the defense going to be as good as in Chicago if he goes somewhere else? But the point is, overall, I think that you've seen that with Crawford too, is when the defense isn't playing well and they're allowing a lot of shots, a lot of quality shots, Darling and Crawford keep the Hawks in games.
Absolutely.
And that's why they're able to keep grabbing points and staying first.
And there's no way in 2015 that the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup without Scott Darling.
No,
there's
not at all.
They
exit the first round.
So percentage-wise, after this year, let's just kind of look ahead here. What percentage would you say he comes back? Like, what percentage would you say, all right, he's coming back?
Percentage I think he's coming back is 30%.
So 70% you think he's gone?
I think he's gone. And the main reason.
I did the math there. You see what I did?
You're quick, man.
Really
it's cold.
Quick.
It's you're up early.
That's why I make the big bucks.
That's why you should. No, I think the and not just everything we've talked about. I think the main reason is they're going to try to keep Panarin. If Panarin's due for big payday, his contract expires at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was only making about $3.38 million for 2 years. That's done after this season. He finished in top 10 in points last year.
Yeah.
He's already got...
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year last year. He's already got 11 goals and 15 assists this year. So, I mean, he might be around the top 10 again. It's not even halfway... even close to the halfway point yet. So I think, you know, you have the best line in hockey, a guy who plays very well with Patrick Kane, and Nisimo has been great. They're a great trio. I think you got to keep Panarin because you have two great goalies, and you can get rid of one.
Yeah, and I still, to this day, don't understand why Panera Bread is not capitalizing on
You know what?
Bread
you know who did capitalize? The Blackhawks. His bobblehead on Sunday is him holding a loaf of bread.
That's fantastic.
So go early and get one.
There you go. Look, there you go. And that's on Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah.
Who are they playing on Sunday?
Sharks.
Sharks.
I will be there for the great WGN Radio.
That's great. And you can always follow Scott's work at WGNRadio.com. He has the Chelsea bloggers. You know, he always keeps up with the Hawks. He goes to a lot of the games, a lot of the home games here. So make sure you check out that. So King's Keys moving forward here as the Blackhawks look to pick up a couple of points in each of their next few games. What do you got?
You know, I've been saying possession, I think, the last couple of shows
yeah.
as a key, but as much as I want to say that again, I think possession's been a little better. I think you got to get pucks on net now. I think need more shots. You're still only, you know, you're losing in a shutout to Ronta. You're still only winning games 2-1, 2-0, 3-1. I think the Hawks just need to be a lot better offensively, and you do that by getting pucks on net.
Mm-hmm.
Key number two, Taves needs to transition a little better. I know it's just one game back, but he needs to find his footing because, like I said, he wasn't contributing offensively earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be one of those guys that shoots at the net.
Yep. There you go. King's Keys, and we're going to be off for the next couple of weeks, but we will keep you posted again on WGNRadio.com. He's going to be on the Chelsea blogger. He'll write his blog. What I love about your blog, by the way, is that it's quick, it's to the point, it's precise,
Thank
I guess
you.
Is the best word.
So I appreciate it.
They're not long reads, but they get you all the information you need and always some cool nuggets in at the end because you always get the one-on-ones with the guys, so it's really
yeah,
good stuff. So
that separates it, I think, from someone just doing a blog in their basement, which I had done before. I think I try to get good stuff from the players.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them are very good. So
and it's great stuff. And you're going to be in – again, you're going to be in St. Louis.
I will be.
So,
will
and you can
there.
Follow him on Twitter, at Scott King Media. So follow his tweets there. You can follow us on Twitter as well, WGN Radio, WGN Radio Sports. That's another thing we forget to mention a lot. WGN Radio Sports Twitter account, we keep you posted throughout the entire game. Our producers here that produce the games,
yeah.
they keep you posted on penalties, on goals, on shots, on net, everything. So make sure you check that as well. WGNRadio.com is everything Blackhawks right here for you. And we're looking forward to talking to you here in a couple of weeks. I am Mike Jacobson for Scott King. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon.